This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To reveal any charges. Will there be charges? It looks like there could be some sort of an indictment soon. What were the secrets? What happened? And will there be a special master? It's all the intrigue and the rage, the virtual water cooler buzz across the land. Besides that, there are things like, a hurricane that could be hitting the United States. We'll see if that happens on the East Coast. It's still brewing. More on that. Plus, Sarah Palin loses her bid for the House seat in Alaska's special election. It was pretty close, but she did lose. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, who did win an American icon, a tennis legend, advanced to the next round of the U.S. Open. Serena Williams upset Annette Convert and advances to the next round of the Open. As I said, she took the match in three sets, losing the second one 2-6, but winning the first in a tiebreaker 7-6, and then winning 6-2. What you need to know is not the score, just that she is definitely an American treasure. She's won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. She's 40 years old, almost 41 years old. And she looks as though she's in her mid-20s, the way she's playing. She's on fire. The crowds have gone wild for her of every shape, size, and gender that you can imagine, realizing this could be the last time that they see her play. We'll see what happens there. She's going to play singles, or doubles rather, with her sister under the lights in New York on this next night, and then we'll play again on a Friday night. But there's still seven matches in all to get to a final, so it's not an easy thing to do. And she's only played six matches the whole year. So think about that in a long, long tennis season compared to football and a football player their age. Well, I can think of a few, and trying to do what she's doing. All right, what is the former president trying to do? The former president tells the court that classified materials should have been expected in the presidential records that were found at his Florida home. And now there is word that he's weighing a decision to delay the 2024 run for office again because of some of the things that are happening with this docudrama. And it is a drama. There were photographs of what was found in his office that included secret SCI, meaning that they should only be revealed under certain circumstances when they're looked at, and why were they there? The FBI says they seized the boxes and containers holding the 100 classified records during that August 8th shakeup at Mar-a-Lago and found the documents stashed in Trump's office. This was according to a filing late on Tuesday that laid out a detailed chronological timeline to date of months of the interactions between the Justice Department and Trump representatives over the discovery of government documents. The filing offered another indication of the volume of these classified records retrieved from his home in Palm Beach. It shows how investigators conducting a criminal investigation have focused not just on why the records were improperly stored there, but also the question of whether the Trump team intentionally misled them about the continued and unlawful presence of the top secret documents. So now obstruction is a major focus in this document drama, like I called it. Republicans are kind of split, to be honest. They're split on what's what's happened here, because I think they're waiting to see. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, didn't respond on Wednesday when he was asked about the latest developments in the Justice Department's investigation about the handling of sensitive government information that was found at the former president's property. He said, I don't have any observations about that. So it is posing a new test as far as the Republican Party is concerned and Donald Trump, the former president, is concerned. Because, look, political livelihoods are at stake, right? Also ahead of the midterm elections. So the Justice Department laid out in detail how they developed that evidence that government records were likely concealed and removed. And that's really at the heart of this. What really, 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 really happened? Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was at one point a heavy rival, remember, to Donald Trump for the White House, has decided to criticize the law enforcement. So he's one that stepped up. He said the FBI's raid was a horrific abuse of power. He said there needs to be complete house cleaning at the FBI. So there certainly are some that are lining up with the former pres and some who are being very, very, very quiet. And it goes back to that whole wait and see thing with what's going to ultimately happen here. Are the Department of Justice, are they cherry picking what they release? Are they not? It was really crazy to see the documents that were laid out and photographed where they were laid out for evidence, where they're marked 2A, 1A, that kind of stuff. And it doesn't look like there's going to be a special master that's going to be part of this at all, because they say this is exactly what we have. But there is a motion to call for that, and that's one of the things the former pres has done. He's saying, we need the special master, and they filed, his attorneys filed a new motion renewing calls for this person to review the documents seized in search of his residence, which they say will eventually argue was unconstitutional. So it goes back to what was filed, saying left unchecked, the Department of Justice will leak, publicize select aspects of their investigation with no recourse but to somehow trust the self-restraint of currently unchecked investigators. So this is a tug of war that I think has the public, Republicans, politicians, and just in general, people weighing the options of what they believe and what they're not sure to believe and where they think this is all headed. All right, the numbers here are not being challenged. I mentioned Sarah Palin. She lost her bid to fill the Alaska House seat for the remainder of 2022. Instead, Democrat Mary Petola won the special election by just a little bit with all the districts in, but enough to win. She had 91,000 votes to the 85,000 and a bit that Palin had. So 51.5% of the vote trumped, so to speak, Sarah Palin's bid for that seat. We've just scratched the surface. Many more places to go, including what's going to happen with this potential hurricane. Will it be a named storm or not? Next.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Like for you, for me, and everybody else across the country, well, it depends on where you live. One thing's for certain, there is a chance this tropical depression is going to form, but here's the thing, we don't really know yet because there's still a couple of days as it gets closer and there are a couple of different systems to watch in all of this. So it's likely, I can tell you the latest that I know, and I just had talked to a weather person early today to get a better sense of, well, what are we really looking here in tracking these storms? And the way it looks right now, it looks like they could become tropical depressions, and then that's all about, does it intensify and does it form into something, much, much bigger. And the answer to that is, it seems like the answer to everything is, we have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. I mean, no matter who I talk to, it's like, depends on what system comes out of where. And if it does, when does it hit? It most likely would be Monday. It would be one of them anyway, one of the tropical depressions would be on Monday if that in fact does become the reality for Labor Day. And it's the Labor Day weather across the board, hot and drier for lots of places. Terrible torrential rain is also predicted in parts of the Midwest. And this tropical system, the American model, is forecasting more than 100 mile per hour wind gusts then remember you have these forecast models that are often a little bit at odds with each other, the American and the European. So while you in California should brace for 115 degree weather over Labor Day weekend, there's others of us on the East Coast that could be looking at this tropical system becoming so much bigger. To be more specific about it, the main area of concern is still well out in the Atlantic. It's the best chance of the next named storm, Danielle. So it's marginally favorable. Some gradual development of the system is expected over the next day or two. A tropical depression is likely to form later this week. The disturbance is going to continue the westward motion that it's in, then shift gradually northwest toward the Leeward Islands throughout the rest of the week. So the Hurricane Center gives it a 50% chance of becoming a tropical storm, an 80% chance of formation within the next 5 days. So it could have an interaction with Bermuda, but right now it doesn't pose a direct threat to the United States. It does, however, create a rip current risk for parts of the East Coast. So depending on how strong the storm gets and how close the storm gets to the U.S. and veers away, that means really, really strong rip tides on parts of the East Coast, right? But we have such a big window at this point. Excuse me. So along the East Coast, we could see these gusty winds and the rip currents along the beaches if the storm stays offshore. But that's that big if again. If it gets closer to the U.S., the effects would be different. And then there's one in the Western Caribbean that's a potential developer, too. It only has a 20% chance of development during the next 5 days. It'll be something to keep watch on as we head into Labor Day weekend. If it doesn't develop, it still would mean probably a lot of rainfall in Texas, because it would have that extra moisture that would be in the air and it would be over the state. So there's that potential there, too. And then there are two other areas that the Hurricane Center is watching for potential development. One is a tropical wave off the coast of Africa. The Hurricane Center gives it a 30% chance of developing within 5 days. But we definitely have a great big chance for severe flooding, or more flooding anyway, in Texas. So parts of Texas could see maybe 7 inches of rain during the week. Maybe. And it'll fall in areas in severe or extreme drought conditions. So places like Galveston and Beaumont have a 50% chance of more than 5 inches of rain. So in other words, the beginning part of Labor Day, you're in store for probably, it's fine. But you get to the back end of it, that's where it will get much trickier. Because then where does the front go? Across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Northeast through the tail end of the Labor Day weekend. But it could also bring some cooler temperatures. That's the tricky thing. What's interesting is if it does develop into something bigger, will be a little bit more warning of that happening, right? But more than you would get with of course, with any kind of a tornado hitting down, you know, striking down on areas, as we know how that can form, and all of a sudden you're blindsided by it. But at this point, you know, there's no reason to panic because we just don't know if it veers in a different direction or kind of dissipates a little bit and does bring problems as far as, like I said at the beginning of this, riptides, which can be terribly deadly. That's a whole different ballgame than saying it's going to smash on land, it's going to be a cat 2, 3, 4, whatever, you know, crazy kind of buildup it could turn into. It just right this second isn't looking that way, but it still doesn't mean that can't become something much, much bigger. All right, something also that kind of got buried on the day, I think, because of the Trump troubles and what happens and how this is all being focused on, the Department of justice's filings and dissecting some of the key pieces of what the raid was about. One of the things that I think got lost on the day is there, believe it or not, are booster shots available. So now for people that pretty soon here, they're going to be available. They've been approved. So this could be the fifth shot for some people. If they've gotten the booster shots, they're eligible. As long as it's been 2 months, they're eligible for another booster shot. But we know that that's kind of a scattered thing because there's some people who haven't had any vaccines at all. There's some who have had a couple, and there's some that have had two full-on shots and two booster shots. There are people that are complaining about getting coronavirus and feeling awful, not going to the hospital, but feeling terrible for a day or two, almost like a wicked, terrible flu that knocks you out. I just had a friend that this happened to. They were traveling back from a summer vacation, and they had to stay an extra night in the hotel, isolate, because the hubs was so sick. He said he never felt anything like it, but bounced back. They drove home, and boom, in a couple days, he had been on the other side. So the boosters are being targeted for fall, but it looks like that's going to happen. They're expected to absolutely sail through this, and it should be rolled out and has been authorized. So this means these reformulated boosters would specifically aim for BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants that are so dominant in the U.S. And the companies, the authorizations, Moderna is one of them, Pfizer is another one, and of course BioNTech is part of that as well. But it's the flag is up. I mean, it's happening, and it's just about the human data that they're looking at and whether they have to retool something because of tests with humans. But the bottom line is it's they'll be available, and that becomes the decision. Is somebody getting a shot for, I don't know, the second time, third time? What is it? Somebody who's gotten all of them is definitely eligible for another booster shot. And this is a new era that's coming in because we have the fall, and then we have Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, saying the updated boosters will help, but he's out of office starting in December as he says goodbye and retires. Mailbag next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A new federal report says U.S. life expectancy took a sharp decline during the pandemic. Researchers with the National Center for Health Statistics say the average life expectancy of Americans plunged in 2020 and in 2021 from 79 years to 76. The report says it's the sharpest 2-year decline in the U.S. in nearly 100 years. It says the biggest drop in life expectancy was among Native Americans and Alaska Natives, whose average lifespans were cut short by 4 years during the pandemic. International aid agencies struggling to help hundreds of thousands of people displaced by deadly floods in Pakistan have asked for the loosening of restrictions on imports of food from Pakistan's old rival, India. Unusually heavy monsoon rains have triggered floods that have submerged a third of Pakistan and killed more than 1,100 people, including 380 children. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump and his advisors repeatedly failed to turn over highly classified government documents, even after receiving a subpoena and pledging that a diligent search had been conducted, leading to an FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago home that found more than 100 additional classified items, according to a blistering court filing by federal prosecutors. When agents conducted their court-ordered search on August 8, they found material so sensitive that even the FBI counterintelligence personnel and DOJ attorneys conducting the review required additional government clearances before they were permitted to review certain documents. The Food and Drug Administration Wednesday authorized updated COVID boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Both shots target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which make up virtually all new cases in the U.S. Pfizer's new booster is approved for anyone 12 years old and older, and Moderna's to anyone 18 and up, both at least 2 months after the person's last COVID shot. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, let's dig in the mail, man.
Ah, yes, we didn't have to dig very far. And you kind of were all over the map on this, so that's what I decided I would do. We wouldn't just pound on one subject that you seem to key in on. We go in a couple of different directions. We're getting close to Labor Day. Some of you are talking about plans that you're making, like Keith, who says, Kate, I am taking my family just a couple of states over, because you talk about Arizona so much. I'm taking them to Sedona. I heard you mention one time about the vortexes and hiking and just how beautiful and amazing the terrain was to you. So we found a pretty good deal, and we're doing an Airbnb thing, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'll let you know how it goes. In the meantime, I've been watching some tennis because of you as well, and what's happening with Serena Williams. I think it's very, very cool, and I think she is really actually trying to say that she's pro everybody, you know, when she keeps getting asked these questions. And I don't know that this will be the end of Serena Williams' playing days. Watching her play with my wife tonight, and the way that she constantly battled back and then took control at times in that 3-set match to move on to yet another round, you can see why she is the greatest of all time. I love when they flashed the cameras around the giant stadium and you saw people like Tiger Woods, who was there, and so many others who sat watching this goat do what she does best. And I say bravo to her. I wish I had discovered her skills a lot earlier, but I was never really into tennis that much. But I am very much into watching Serena Williams, and especially because it's right before my football starts. All right, I think that's a good thing. Yeah, she is definitely the GOAT, absolutely. And I think the thought was, because she hadn't played in many matches and she really hasn't been, you know, at times, of course, in her whole career, she's been dominant, but she's had injuries and things she's had to deal with. So only playing six matches and then going in at 40 years old to the U.S. Open against these incredibly talented, much younger players, who knew what would happen. And what is happening is she's doing what I think really tremendous athletes do. She's super competitive, so she's digging deep, and she's doing what she did in the heyday of her, you know, career. All right, then we move to something completely different from Tom. Kate, what's going on with the money, honey? I think I saw something where she was being deposed, and it has to do with that lawsuit over the machines and the election. What do you know about this lawsuit? Yeah, you know, the wheels of justice turn slowly. So think about this Dominion voting systems. They let Fox News know last week that they were going to depose a couple of different people. Tucker Carlson was one of them. Also, Sean Hannity was another one that was mentioned in it. And of course, Maria Bartiromo was also mentioned in it because they talked about Dominion and what was happening with the results. They're one of two election technology companies, if you don't know, that have sued Fox. Another voting technology company also filed a lawsuit, too. So, because what happened is that once in the aftermath of the 2020 election, when the then president, Donald Trump, asserted that the election had been rigged against him, what was being pushed or what was being talked about were some of the theories about, one of them was about Dominion, saying that it was the machines, and that's what happened. So that became a huge story with Fox, and Dominion said in the lawsuit, Fox took a small flame of disinformation and turned it into a forest fire. Their lawsuit said the truth matters. Lies have consequences. Fox sold a false story of election fraud in order to serve its own commercial purposes, severely injuring Dominion in the process. If this case did not rise to the level of defamation by a broadcaster, then nothing does. So the case has moved forward. It's just taken a while for it to happen. So this is about the deposition phase of all of this. And then we'll see what happens as they go through the depositions, etc. But that's what that's about. Whether they hold Fox responsible for defamation for what they said about Dominion. $1.6 billion. That's what the lawsuit is. $1.6 billion. This is from Max, our friend. He emails the show quite a bit. We get a lot of virtual mail from you, Max. And this time around, Max says, Kate, I hate to just pile on this whole student loan forgiveness thing. I heard you talking about it the other day, breaking it down, talking about the fact that maybe the one thing that will happen is it's not going to be implemented right away and that it'll probably be challenged. And I'm one of those people. I killed myself to go through school and had to pay a lot of money back. And there's just something that sticks in my craw about having so many others have this debt just wiped away. And then what about other people that go to trade schools? What about other people that need debt wiped away. How do you determine that? And then I do realize that it's much different times, and I think who should be held responsible is the ridiculous schools who charge an outrageous amount of money for tuition that is not on track with where it should be. And I think that's part of the problem, the amount of money you have to borrow to go to some of these decent schools. I do agree with that. I might have even said something about that, that the cost of education, I mean, what did I see? I know this, it's $68,000 to go to USC, which if you can even get in, but $68,000 a year. And then someone could say, well, then go to a community college. But then here's the thing, and depending on what the field is you go into, so you need a degree from certain colleges, and still that holds in some professions. I mean, there's arguments that, okay, what is the college degree worth? But here we're just zeroing in on the debt forgiveness, and it is burdensome, and it is outrageous how much debt people get into in going to school, and then the snarky comments come about, well, then if you couldn't afford it, why'd you do it? You know, this is a no-win situation, I think. And the bottom line is, how much will it cost ultimately? Because, see, we never know the finer strokes. We just know the big, what I call, juicy headlines. Okay, so with all that debt forgiveness, what does that mean? And what does that add to taxpayers' bills? Or what's it being paid with? Where does that fall down? And also, who's getting the debt expunged, I'll call it, some of the money expunged? And the thing with that is it's individuals who make less than $125,000 or couples who make less than $250,000. So that's the ones that would be eligible for it in the first place. But there's a bunch of hurdles before that actually happens. Okay, but let's go to another one. This one is from Lucas, and Lucas says, Kate, I could weigh in on all kinds of things that make me furious and my hair catches on fire. I was a Democrat, now I'm a Republican, now I'm disappointed in some of the people in the Republican Party, and so I guess I'm a conservative with an open mind, if that makes any sense. But what I wanted to talk about is nothing really to do with politics, so I don't even know why I said that other than to say I wanted to talk about something different. And the something different is in looking at where we are in the world when it comes to this inflation/recession, I just wonder what are the businesses that just in no way will survive. I mean, where are, as much as there are job openings, where are a lot of these layoffs, do you think, where are they going to take place? Because I would imagine there has to be some with what we're seeing, frankly, with the supply chain and people maybe eating out less than that kind of thing. Well, I think you almost answered your own question, although it's not really those areas. Most, if franchisees, like in fast food circumstances, are trying to stay open, they're looking for people, right? But most people want more money to go back to work at some jobs that they aren't really crazy about. That's part of the problem there. And the layoffs are happening in real estate. They're happening with some tech companies like the streaming companies. Think of businesses that have evolved in different directions, and that's where layoffs are happening. Always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Money, 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 money. That's what we call this segment, tail end of this hour. So what's going on with the dollars and cents of life? How about California fast food workers could get $22 an hour? Not everybody thrilled by that. There's a new bill that's called the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act, or FAST. It did pass the State Assembly and the Senate. But the governor, Gavin Newsom, has until September 30th to sign it. You would think with his politics, he would sign it. And here's what would happen. It would create a 10-person fast food council with employee and restaurant reps, plus some state officials. They would set industry-wide standards, including wages, working hours, and conditions, yada, yada. Only fast food chains with at least 100 U.S. locations would be affected. Now, proponents hope they would give the fast food employees a voice because they have to deal with safety issues, harassment, wage theft, all that kind of stuff. But the big thing is it would automatically mean $22 an hour. A lot of business groups and restaurant owners, including the California Chamber of Commerce and the National and California Restaurant Association, say, it means food prices would shoot up. Great. It's not that we just don't want to give anyone any money, but think about the impact on the bottom line for the consumer. 20% higher. Watch this one, because there's a good chance that I think it will pass. And that means it will be passed on consumers in California, and some other places may follow suit, too. You know, there's been a lot of conversation about the $80 billion that is going to go to the IRS. And initially, the three dreaded letters, initially the fears were stoked that the little business owner was going to be audited, that there were going to be thousands of new auditors, and that's exactly what the IRS was going to do. You know, they right now have an annual budget of $14 billion, and they got 80,000 full-time staff members, but it's not enough. I read a Washington Post column that really kind of gave us a peek into the bureaucracy, and you just can't believe it when you read it. But they still use technology that goes back about a half a century. They run devices with a program language from the 80s, COBOL. So there's very few coders that even know it, and it communicates with taxpayers through snail mail or fax. So Congress cut the IRS's budget 20%. They keep doing that since 2010. And people call, and there's not enough people answering the phones. You know, fewer than 1 in 10 calls for help. That's what they can get to for the filing season in 2021. They are seeing that they can't collect what the government is owed. The gap is about 15% of all taxes. So now we heard the big story about, okay, what's the IRS going to do? They're going to recruit 87,000 new employees, supposedly, with this new cash infusion they're going to get. Most of them are going to fill in jobs that are going to be left by retirees in the coming years, but they're also going to expand overall to take on more duties. This is where all the stories came in: auditing, processing, customer service. So what's so interesting about this is, if you look what Ted Cruz said, the senator from Texas, he warned that Democrats' new spending law is going to create an army of these IRS agents. Kari Lake, the Republican candidate for Arizona governor, said the increase in agents to the FBI is like the search to the FBI of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, and said not a single one of us is safe. So $80 billion in additional funding for the agency over the next decade, and the attention it's getting, it makes sense to me, because there's so much frustration, I think, with the IRS. I mean, what are they going to do with this money? How is it going to be spent? How much of that goes to fill in the employees that they have to replace? And I saw an interesting chart about unpaid taxes so they'll go after the unpaid taxes. And looking at the income levels from 2019, the top 1% of earners, so unpaid taxes, top 1% of earners, $163 billion is what is owed. Top 5% of earners, $307 billion. Ready for this? The rest of us, small fish, lowest 20% of earners, less than $6 billion. Less than $6 billion. So it would be asinine, really, if you look at those statistics, to go after the small guys and audit, because that's not where the missing money is. I mean, that's a lot of money. If you add 307 and 163 together, and you tell me what you get. So I would think that they would investigate wealthy tax cheats. They would improve customer service. And for goodness sake, boxes of papers, COBOL, that's ridiculous. They have to modernize. They can't modernize. See, this is part of the problem. You know, when you talk about red tape, the red tape is the red tape because it's antiquated. That's crazy. I mean, when you're being asked by banks and so many other institutions to go paperless, and then with the IRS, they have nothing but paper that is all over the place, piling up in their cafeterias. And then you hear stories of people who aren't even getting their refunds, and then they try to call in, and of course they can't get through to anybody because there's not enough people to be dealing with the phones, right? And then the thing that everybody wants to talk about, the student debt forgiveness, right? There's so much debate over this, the loan forgiveness. And we know the numbers, 125,000 individual, boom, 10,000 gets knocked off. 250,000, it's for married couples, same thing, 10,000. But it could be up to 20,000, depends on Pell Grants and what you got and that whole kind of, that whole idea of that, right? And it's interesting because who are the people who are struggling to repay their loans? They are all kinds of different people that are in that situation. In fact, there's a lot of people that have loans that didn't graduate. They have loans, but they didn't graduate college. So that has to be the worst when you didn't graduate college, but you're paying back loans. And a new study that was just done by Columbia University found that the loan default rate for borrowers without any degree was 40%. Oh, that's depressing. 40%. Those with a bachelor's degree, less than 8%. Less than 8%. But the whole thing's uncertain anyway. I mean, how's it going to be implemented? And this was done through executive action because there was no support, or there wasn't enough support in Congress. You got to assume the lawsuits are going to start to trickle in, that opponents are going to challenge it in court, and it wouldn't be surprising, I think, to see it end up in the Supreme Court, most likely. You know, that's most likely where it ends up. And there are thumbs up and thumbs down all the way around on this, depending on, you know, depending on who you ask about student debt forgiveness. But the bottom line is, what is it on the bottom line? Who benefits? And comparing student loan debt from, you know, 50, 60 years ago is very different from today's standards. I think part of the problem is what happens with some of the institutions of what they charge. And if you don't get a scholarship or you don't have the money to do it, and then you get caught up in that of having to get a degree and not being able to pay it back. But people who have paid it back sure don't like the idea, most of them anyway, or a big chunk of them, that somebody else would get a pass on some of their debt, because for a lot of people that wouldn't erase all of their debt, it would erase a portion of it. To be continued, for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and the technical maestro, Nathan Reeder, for his fine work, always on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.